Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Noodles, and we are on the Type 88 show, where we talk to people about how they turn their dreams into reality. And this woman right here, she doesn't stop dreaming. She continuously creates experiences for people. She brings light to families, mothers, kids, weddings, and gives people memories for a lifetime. She has collaborated with dozens of people, and she's going to be sharing her story today with us. So I just want to welcome Christine Cruz to the Type 88 show. How are you today?
What's up? I am good. I'm feeling good right now. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Doing great. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Super busy. Every time I turn on the gram, you're like building something.
Yes, I'm always building, so making, doing something. You're right, I am. I need a break. You're on vacation.
So for anyone who doesn't know where you started, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
Oh, cool. So I grew up in Staten Island. I was born in St. Vincent's Hospital here on the North Shore. And, you know, I kind of lived everywhere on Staten Island, but till I was 18, I lived in New Brighton, which is on York Avenue. That was like, you know, where I grew up. I learned so much there. and then eventually, awesome. When my parents moved, when I was about 19, they moved to Florida. And I was kind of here on my own. And I kind of then just kind of had to, you know, get job, get all that stuff. And then I ended up living all around Staten Island, which I feel like now it's helped me understand a lot. because I feel like until you lived like literally like North Shore, mid Island, like, you know, like all these different places, like there's so many different pockets of Staten Island, you know, and it's just so interesting because it's like its own culture in itself. It's so weird. Staten Island has like it's whole as a culture, and then it has its like subcultures inside. It's just very interesting. but that's awesome. So I've lived pretty much everywhere. I've never lived outside of Staten Island. Have you? Are you also from Staten Island too, right, Dave? Are you born and raised in Staten Island?
So I wasn't born in Staten Island. I grew up, but I started in Astoria. I was born in St. Vincent's in Manhattan. And then I was in Astoria, and then my parents bought a house in Westerly. So I've been there basically my whole life. Now I'm in Springville, but I'm like always in Westerly because that's where my office is. So yeah.
Because
so
that's your hood. Yeah. I always feel like, you know, growing up as a teenager on the North Shore, especially in New Brighton, you know, I've met some amazing people, that, like, you know, I'm still friends with to this day. And just the community there that used to be there, we're still all close. And I love that, you know, because I think during the 90s and in the early 2000s, it was definitely a weird world. And especially over there, it was a lot more gangs back then. So it was a lot harder. We needed that community. So I'm glad that was there. And I'm glad, you know, Staten Island really does have that community. It's there, you know. I just want us all really to be there, you know.
so of course, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, you know, you take amazing photos, but how did that even start? Like, did someone give you a camera? Did you just like go to the store and like see a Polaroid? Like, how did that even begin? Like,
I think
where did you even find this?
It's like, so it's weird because like when I was probably, when my parents left when I was about 18, 19 years old, I had to get a job, like, because they were leaving and I had to maintain my own. And I got a job at CVS, photo technician, right? So I was a photo technician right out of high school. It was great. It was very hands-on. I learned how to develop film. I learned how to use the camera, like, so, but only film. I only worked with film. So it was very different for me. And I think that's what started my love for photography. And then life happens, right? Life happens. And then you kind of forget it about it. And you throw it in the back burner that you like something. And you're like, I can't think about it anymore because I have to do life now. And I ended up, you know, having a beautiful daughter and going through, you know, stuff with her father. Ends up being a single mom. And then I find work at Trader Joe's. And I started at Trader Joe's when I was about like 21 years old. But I ended up having my daughter a little bit later. And I remember I was at the demo station. I'm just handing out. I had literally like no direction in life. I was at this point of my life where I felt like this was it. This was it. I'm going to work at, not that Trader Joe's is a bad job or anything. I love that place. But it was just felt like, I didn't have any motivation. I didn't have any like drive, no goals anymore. Like I felt like I was deflating. And for me, it was like, I just felt stuck. And so my aunt passed away. My aunt was like everything to me. She was like my second mother. And after that, I took a really like kind of turn. It was like a little bit of depression happening. You know what I mean? It was really rough, to not have that person there. You know, you really do feel a void. When any kind of emotion that comes along with death, you know, but so she was Korean, she was married into the family in Puerto Rican. And so she was married into the family. And so I remember serving at the demo station and this Korean woman, never met her in my entire life, comes up to me and then we immediately just like hit it off. Like, I love Asian culture. I love Asian people. Like, my aunt really instilled that in me. And like, my cousin is half Korean, half Puerto Rican, you know, like, nice. It's important to me. That culture is important to me. So like, every time I find someone who is Korean or who is Asian, I don't know why. It's like, I like gravitate towards them. I talk to them. I find out, I just want to know their story. I want to share. Like, I want them to just, I just want to get to know them. And that's what usually happens. And in this case, we got, like, we became friends. She was only here for a couple years or something. And then, and eventually she had to go back to Korea. And she was, like, looking at my photos one day on my phone because I would just go and take them. You know, I would go urban exploring with my best friend, Jess Romero. And she was like, I love this. You need a camera. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I can't afford a camera. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, I have one for you. Like, you know, just take my camera. I'm going to be, you know, leaving. I'm like, here. And she's like, it doesn't have autofocus. Like, there was things wrong with the camera, but like, it was perfect for what I needed at the time. And it got me like, it got me back to where I needed to be. It got me out of depression. And I was just doing it like just to get my mind off of everything that was going on in my life. You know, I was doing it every single day. It was like my therapy. So I would take my Nikon. It was like a 3 something. It was like it wasn't a point of view. It was like an interchangeable lens, but it was just like this like crappy, like lowest. But it worked, and it worked for me. And, you know, I didn't have any crazy lenses. I didn't have anything. And then as soon as I started shooting, it's like I couldn't stop. I had to learn more. Like, it was just so much fun. And Jess, my best friend, Jess Romero, who I do pretty much everything with because we work so well together. But she really supported my love for photography again because she's also a photographer. She does it more for like a hobby, but she's amazing. And I, you know, hopefully one day we'll push her to do more. But I don't know where I was at, but like, I just, forgot what I was saying. So I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. So you got the camera. It wasn't the fanciest, but then it kind of just opened up this kind of creative, it kind of turned the switch on you, like, and it just got things going for you. That's amazing.
I think it's like when you have the right people in your life too that supports you and your passion,
so powerful,
you're able to even dive deeper and even go further And you know, I learned that over time, you know, because I don't think you know that at first. I didn't want to be a professional photographer at first. That wasn't like something I really like was trying to do, you know. People approached me and were like, "Oh, this is really great. You should try doing, can you shoot my daughter? Or can I I'm having I just got engaged." And I was like, "Okay. Sure." You know. And then you just try. I guess that's what you do. You just try, and even if you fail, you just keep trying. I think that's the biggest thing, when it comes to your dreams. It's like it seems so unreachable and unattainable at the moment, but like if you just keep trying, because every time you try, whether you succeed or fail, it's like you still learn, right? You learn from the experience, you know, either way.
No, that's amazing. That's how I, that's why I always say, don't stop dreaming, you know, like, and no day is perfect. No, we're always learning something. Things go wrong. Something breaks. Someone's a jerk. Someone says something mean, like there's a bad comment. But then it's like, all right, well, I'm not stopping. So the only time everything stops for me is when I stop. And of course, you know, I stop to rest, I get sleep. Not, oh, team, no sleep. But no, like every day, put a little work in towards it. And I think that's just so awesome how the love's, I think that's the best when it just starts out of the pure love of doing something. And you just love it regardless if it's going to be the next thing, if you're not trying to be the next anything, or like, it's not like, oh, well, everyone's doing it, time for me to do it. Like, no, like, it found you, you found it, and you were like, I don't care if this feeds me money wise, it's feeding my soul, it's feeding my heart, and it's something that really matters, and it's giving me purpose, and I'm gonna do this, and it's making other people happy, and like, clearly you're very happy from doing this. I could just, you know, I
I am. I mean,
from,
don't get
yeah.
me wrong. I have my days where, like, every time I
Sure.
suffer from like anxiety, like on a pretty high level. But I, you know, I manage it and I do what I can. So when I do have gigs and I do have like I do have anxiety. It's not like that part is still there, you know. But I think the more you do something, the more comfortable you get, the more confident you get. The anxiety just gets less and less. So what I'm trying to say is like if maybe it'll start to be scary at first, but then the more you do it, it's going to be less scary. So I feel like that's what the biggest thing was, is to get over that hurdle. And that was really hard for me at first, because I do suffer from anxiety, high anxiety, where at times where I can have like, you know, panic attack or like, you know, stuff like that. I haven't had one in a while, but you know, thanks to therapy and all this stuff that I do for myself. But you know, it is hard because being a photographer, you kind of have to be social. You have to be, you know, interactive. You have to, you know, so learning how to do that was probably the hardest part for me in this. Because I could take photos, I can take whatever, you know, I can change my lighting quick. Like I'm with the quickness, Dave. Okay. But the hardest part for me was just also overcoming that, like, you know, almost like stage fright, if that's weird. Does that
You
make
gotta
any
be
sense?
talking to people. You gotta be like the hype
You're
woman,
putting yourself
hyping
out
people up.
there. You gotta make people look good.
And
But
I, you know, we've been to, I've been to a bunch of the events you've taken part of. We've had you at some of our events, and every time, you know, people have left home even more happy. You know, whether it was a
oh, that's
fundraiser
awesome.
thing, it
Oh my
was,
gosh, those are
I
so
was at
much
the
fun.
Project Alice, which was awesome.
I love that you
And
came. Thank you so much. That
yeah.
was really where I first met you. Like, I feel like
That
I
was
met
where we
so many
met,
people
yeah.
before. Before I actually met
In
you guys. You
person.
guys came to my show, and I think that's amazing. Because that's what I wanted. I wanted the community there, and I wanted to get to know everybody. And like, that's exactly what Project Alice did for me. Was really get to know all these amazing artists that we have here. and I really appreciated that. You know, I love that. Thank you so much for coming. Like, that was really cool.
Oh yeah.
What was your impression of Project Dallas? I'm curious. Cause
so
it's hard for me to like, you know.
Yeah. It was at an interesting time where a lot of people I felt were just doing events just to do them. And I was like, all right, we'll see what she's all about. Cause you know, I never really talked to you before, but right. Somehow I was going to the event. I think Jatik told me to go or something.
That's or we right, talked. Yeah.
I rolled it into there, but I was like, all right, let's see. You don't know what, you know, cause a lot of people have thrown events and they were okay, you know, but I went to that event and it was very imaginative. It was very hands-on.
The backgrounds
and the backgrounds and the costumes and everything. Like, I was like, oh snap. Like, she really cares about what she's doing. She really put in effort. It wasn't like, oh, I got a grant. I don't even know if you got a grant, but it's like some people get in. You kind of see like, oh, cool. Yeah. And some, I've seen people get some and it's like, what did they even buy? Like,
yeah, I feel.
But I was like, oh
way.
Shit, she probably put in triple of what she even got. Like,
I did.
Probably came out of pocket for this when I saw. And I was like, she really cares. And I was like, she really.
Thank
cares
you.
About
I mean,
what
I feel like, it's important that I make art that has a message. I think that's what really drives me. And I didn't start getting into this till, like, you know, photography. Till my 30th birthday, you know, it changed my life. So I feel like once I started doing immersive galleries, that, like, expanded my whole art world, you know. I went from, like, photography to, like, what is this? You know, this is, like, a whole world I can build and do and, like, visually, like, you know, show and explain and connect people, because I think that's also the biggest thing, is I really want to connect everybody. I want everyone to show their connection, because, like, we're all human, you know, we all have these souls, we all have these, like, you know, like, we're all kind of the same, but completely different in a way, you know? So I think the human connection is really where I always want to highlight, and always want to show, like, you know, I don't want to hide depression. I don't want to hide anxiety. I don't want to hide being gay or anything, because to me, it's like, this is a part of humanity. This is a part of what makes us who we are. And we just need to show the connection that we all have, because we all have these feelings and all these ideas and all these things, you know? So it's just crazy. And I really appreciate I really appreciate you, and you're always, I feel like you're always doing things to do that. You're always trying to connect people. You're always, and that's why I'm so thankful to be on the show. This is really awesome.
Of course.
Because you really
happy to have
do,
you.
Here. You really do shed so much light on things, on people, and people need that. People need motivation, you know? People need, sometimes they need to wake up every day and feel like somebody, like, cares about them, even if it's a stranger. Because some people might not have that support that other people have, you know? So I feel like we need people like you in the community, and especially in Staten Island. And I appreciate you doing the things that you do. And I thank you for coming to Project Dallas.
Of course. Oh, yo, it's an honor. And yo, and it was super dope. And I'm like, oh, wherever. It's so true. People really need love. We need to celebrate being who we are and celebrate being different. And I always say we're all the same because we're all different. And that's awesome, you know? And, and I think, and I kind of grew up and I would kind of, even now I'm like, well, how come they're not treating me the way I treat them? Or how come they're not? But then I'm like, wait, they're not me. They're them. Right. They grew up this way. They were taught this. They had to figure this out this way. They grew up in this hood. Like, how could they even think like me? No way.
Yeah.
There's no chance. And it's just so important to just show love to people. And I remember coming up as kind of a rapper when I started, and I was like always hoping.
You were so good with the, I feel like even the spoken word and stuff, I feel like you and Christian, like, everybody has such a There's so much there to share. You have so much
Yeah.
to share, and I love that because that some people don't have that, you know, and it's a unique quality. So it's really awesome.
I
I can't
appreciate
believe
that.
you, yeah. Do you miss that?
So it's so cool. I miss kind of making rap, but it's so interesting because I took kind of a back seat almost because I didn't really like the game of it. I didn't like the scene was not, so I tried to create a scene like how you create these community things and these projects and everything to bring people. When I was rapping, I never felt that. And so I kind of like exited. I went through the back door. I'm like, yo, I gotta go make my own, paint my own door and do my own thing. And like Stereotype, I kind of started as this masked hero, where I guess, or villain, or whatever you want to say. I wouldn't say it's a villain brand, but where
I
like
love the
people didn't
brand.
even know it
I
was
already
me in the
told you
beginning.
before. Yeah. You did a great
Yeah,
job
so it
with
was like,
that.
all right, let me start off being the change that I wish to see. That's one of my favorite quotes by Gandhi, be the change you wish to see. And like when I was rapping, I was like, you know what? I feel like I could do more. And I was like, this is tough because I thought that was my dream. I thought I was gonna be like the next Eminem. And but then it hit me. I was like, oh snap, like Dave, you're really good with the merch, you're good with the marketing, you're good with the advertising and collaborating. And I kind of had to just transform or evolve or just choose a new dream. And it was weird to stop dreaming in one place, but I didn't stop dreaming overall. And I'm very happy with Stereotype
You
and
found a new
bunch of the
dream.
new.
You're like just
Exactly.
going from another dream to another. You're just like, yeah, you're just making dreams happen left
Yeah.
and
And I was growing up, I was like, I didn't even really have a story at that time. Like, I kind of grew up as a young dude from Westerly who had life, I would say, pretty easy. Like, it wasn't that hard for me. My parents always kind of had me. They had my back. And, like, I didn't deal with heartbreak when I started rapping. A lot of it all happened, like, 8 years after I started, when I kind of stopped rapping. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, and so, like, finally now I'm feeling poetry and different things back because I'm like, wait, I actually went through stories that are worth talking about. And that when I started, I was just kind of rapping about hoping to be something. And then I'm grateful I got to now be that person. And it was
I
cool.
mean,
It's just been a process.
I think it could still be something too,
Of
like
course.
what I feel like with photography. Like I still use photography when I do immersive gallery. You can still use it in a way where you could collab your dreams. You
Yeah.
collab your dreams together and make one big dream. But you gotta
It's so
focus on
true.
one dream at a time. But
Oh,
you maybe
yeah.
one day you can. Who knows?
Yeah,
And that'd be
and
really cool.
not to leak anything, but I am actually working on a poetry project that I'm really hyped to share, and it touches on moments in my life that were like life changing. And
I can't
it's
wait. That's
interesting.
awesome.
I'm really hyped to. I haven't really put it out like that, but I already know the direction, and I'm like, yo, I gotta put this out because these are moments that I like always want to remember, and I could finally put it into words
That's
how I'm
amazing.
feeling,
Yeah,
which
that's a
I
gift.
couldn't do when I was 19, 20. I was just hoping at that age, and I didn't really have a voice back then, even though of course we could talk, but I didn't really know who I was, I don't feel. And I was like, now I do. Boom. Like, n let's share those stories now. And I'm grateful.
That's
And
awesome.
yeah, I'm hyped. It should be fun.
Are you gonna do like a visual like thing with it? Like is there gonna
Hope
be like a visual out, like while you speak? That's
I
cool. You
think
should do that.
I think I feel like, yeah, I per 'cause even growing up, I would always get invited to perform at like a wedding or my mom's 50th birthday or something. And to be honest, those were like my favorite moments, like without beats. And I was like, oh, wait, maybe I should do something like that because those are like my most heartfelt moments.
Wow.
So, I think, yeah, I
That's
think
awesome.
visual just makes sense. It's true what you said. I agree.
Yeah,
There's got to be
you
some
could do a
visual to
whole
it.
like,
It only makes sense.
yeah. Yeah, look in your idea book. Get all those ideas and try to flush them in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really hyped. Yeah, I'm working on a track now in honor of my friend who passed away, but he like taught me how to ride a
Oh
bike.
man.
But like my goal with the track is to kind of talk about once he showed me how to ride a bike, it kind of showed me that I could do other things too. You know, 'cause the bike was like the first
Wow.
hard thing as a kid, like I don't know how to ride a bike. But thanks to him, and then I kind of want to
You'll
talk
know
about that.
forever.
So
Yeah, wow.
yeah.
That's amazing.
So
That's so cool.
I'm hype about everything you got going on. You got an amazing project in the works.
That's okay.
How did that even, maybe
Definitely.
we could talk a little bit about that. Because
Yeah.
that's just I was on the website and I was like, oh snap, like
You know, I
how is
had
she
to
gonna
include
top Project
Wu-Tang
Alice and boom.
in there. Yeah, there we go. Well, this was also like 2 years in the making. Pretty much when COVID started, it sparked this idea. I do have, I was telling you before, I have an idea book, and this one kind of rose above the others at the time, because of how COVID was playing out, the things I was going through at the time. Feeling alienated from my friends, feeling alienated from my family. And that's really where the alien came in from this. So it's a project, an art project funded, partly funded by Staten Island Arts. And it's a sci-fi Staten Island
Sick.
story about an alien that crashes to Staten Island. I don't want to give too much away, but it's pretty much their journey as they navigate through current times. Like examples, like we've gotten to shoot at like the wetland protest. We gotten to shoot at like Snug Harbor in certain places. We got to shoot in like different parts of Staten Island that we feel are important to the culture, important to Staten Island, important history. There's a place called Spanish Camps that we're hoping to film at the end of the month, which nobody really knows about on Staten Island unless you're from a certain part of Staten Island, which I always find interesting because it's like there's so
Yeah.
much history here. And for some reason, we know none of it unless we go there or we
True.
live there. You know what I mean? And it sucks because I would love to have known the stuff I know now when I was younger because, I was always into exploring, and Staten Island is a place where you can do that. It's the only borough I feel like that has endless amounts of hiking trails all around you and beach, you know?
Yeah.
But this project really. I wanted the feelings of COVID that was happening, the alienation that everybody was getting from their family, that they couldn't see them. I was going through other things too at the time, just losing people and not being able to talk to them anymore, which is kind of what my character kind of goes through. Just the journey of self-discovery after some traumatic thing happens is pretty much what the story is about. And finding
Nice.
themselves
Wow.
again, which is really weird because it's an alien. And so it's funny. It's emo. It's like a little bit of everything, for everybody.
Wow.
And I feel like the people who will connect with this is it's going to be like literally everybody that can, kind of get rid of the fact that it's an alien they're looking at, and if they look deeper into what I'm trying to say and all the message that is there, that I feel like they can really connect with. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting, like I guess year and a half filming and stuff like that, putting together, producing. Like
Wow.
I've every time I do something, I never do it before. Like I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna try this, and I'm just gonna do
Yeah.
it. And then you just kind of call the right people, or you talk to the right people that can guide you into, other things. And then it just ends up becoming this thing and this real, production that you're starting. And it's like crazy because I don't really know
Awesome.
what to do. And I'm just kind of like, but it's working, so I don't know. I've never had the experience. I wish I would have went to like a high, like a college or something that had all of this. Now that I, know all the stuff, can, I can do it. But it's definitely like been a road. It's definitely been a learning experience. It's been great working with artists. Again, like Project Alice, that I worked with over like 40 artists for Project Alice. This one is not as many, but it's still like, at least 20 or 25 people, all in
Wow.
different pockets of this project. And it's always so great. I try to include as many people as I can that I know will get the job done, that I know would appreciate it, and I know that would just do a really good job. So it's been really fun. I really hope people, are open to my alien. It's his name, or their name is Zozma. They don't It's Zozma is the name. It's actually based off of a star in our night sky that we can see. So I try to do some, like,
That's awesome.
some science stuff, just throwing it
That's
in there.
cool.
It's
That's
really
so
crazy.
dope.
So, like, that alien head right there, like that alien head, it started with that. It started with just that alien head.
Wow.
And me just like, oh my God, like I need to do something. And then I just created this story with Jess Romero, who is one of my favorite people ever, who also is my co-creator, who is constantly just supportive. And when I came to her with this idea, she was just like, she goes like, ah. I was like, we have this moment like we're like, what are we getting ourselves into? And
Yeah,
that was the
it's a
moment for her. She's like, oh, you have another idea. Like, what are we doing? Because she helped so much with Project Alice. She kind of knew it was going to be involved. And I always say I can't do anything without her. She's the best thing in the world. But we, I came with her this idea, and she was like, okay, let's do it. And then she started building alien ships, and like, and now we're just filming things. And it's been
nice.
a road. It's been crazy. It's been fun.
Shout out
But
to
I don't
her.
know,
Shout out to
Yeah,
Jessica.
she's amazing. Yes. Everybody go check her out. I think her it's J Monet on Instagram. She's a
That's
great
so dope.
photographer. But she's definitely someone that, works super hard. Every time, I have brought an idea to her, every time I've just said, hey, what do you think about this? She's always been there to help me, to guide me just as much as we got kind of guide each other, it's been fun. She's more of like in the shadows. She doesn't like to be too
Yeah.
much here. So it's like I always try to drag her in. I'm like, come on, I can't do this alone. Do you have
That's
somebody like that? Do you have somebody that you're always just like, come on? You always tell your right, you're like, let's do this.
Oh yeah. So
You do?
that what you said just is so important, just to have someone to even talk to, for them to be like,
Yep.
"Oh, word? That's dope."
Yep.
Or, "Oh, what? How are you going to
Yes.
do that?" So
Right.
I'm very grateful. I have a few people that kind of all play certain roles, kind of in just giving me hope. You know,
That's
like,
what you need. Motivation,
yeah.
Yeah.
So like, there's certain people who I just talk to about their lives. Like, these are friends that we don't really even have much in common besides our whole history growing up, and it's
Oh,
just
wow.
hearing the dope stuff that they do, like. Like the other day, it's not about consumerism, this story, but like seeing my childhood friend knock on my door in the neighborhood that we grew up in and pull up and show me his $30,000 Rolex
Oh my
that he
God.
paid in cash for.
That's awesome. Look at
And
him.
knowing what this guy went through, he was addicted to stuff. He was
Wow,
dealing
yeah.
with a lot of stuff.
Wow.
He was paying. He had a lot of responsibilities at a young age this guy.
Yeah.
And he had nothing. He had no leg up. He had no privilege of someone being like, here's right. all this. Oh, here's your, here's
for
this
everything
house.
He's had. Yeah, that's amazing.
That?
Yeah. Wow.
He could never even like break it down and be like, learn it this way. But just seeing that and letting, and that being my dude that I've known for 20 something years did something to me. Like, it was wow. everything to see that. Like, I'll remember that forever.
Wow.
And just, he's one. And then I have another friend. He just goes so hard for his family. Like, no matter what. And, like, and he just jokes about it. Like, oh, you know, my life's miserable, but I love it. You know? It, and, like, but he's just so funny. And just his, like, his kind of complaining, funny attitude about life.
His energy. Yeah.
Has just given me such, like, kind of a jolly way of looking at things, even during weird times. Like, I'll kind of think of what he would say about it, and it would probably be a funny complaint almost. But like, I always hear him, and like, he helps me. And then there's like my childhood boy Paul, who like, he travels the world and like does these battle rap events. So like, he's not always there. Like, our relationship's different than you and Jessica's, because we're not doing everything yeah. side by side.
Still,
but just being kind of parallel dreamers for like 25
yeah.
years.
Wow.
he's everything to me too. And then like wow. my lady, of course, just hearing me kind of complain through the day-to-day non-fun stuff. Like, I give her super shouts because I repeat myself, you know, her, my parents.
Yeah,
like,
shout out to the partners in there, my fiance. Yeah. I agree. Kevin, I love you. He's also the actor who played. He, yeah,
I
that's
saw
what I mean.
That.
Like,
I was super hyped
so
when I saw that.
I mean, so it is like all these people are so important to how we feel supported and how we feel loved and how we're able to facilitate everything that we do. So it yeah. is all these people are so what keeps us going. You're right. Shout out to her. Yeah.
right. Yeah. So I could just, but those are just some people where like, it's weird because sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I had a Jessica in my life where like we were yeah. doing everything together.
Yeah. I'm but very like, lucky I've, right now.
yeah. But like Paul and I, we've kind of are in different worlds, but like where he's like a consistent heartbeat in my life where like he may be doing the rap and I'm doing the clothing, but we always yeah. know what's going on. He's the first one. He shows me what he does first. Like, just to have that as like your childhood best friend is everything to me. And all those other homies and family and partners.
I also just feel like having, I don't have it. Like, I do have a best friend. They're not from childhood. So that, to me, like having that keeps you so grounded. And I love that. I love that you have that. Cause it really does. It humbles you so much sometimes. Cause it's like, it brings you back to like, when it was, things were just different, when you had less stuff to worry about, like, you know, it was a different time. Yeah. So that's awesome. I love that you have that. That's a great thing. I hope my daughter has that.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
And then it's like, it's so crazy. Cause like, and then there's like moments like this where I get to do the podcast with almost people I haven't really talked to that much.
Right.
But like these podcasts are, fuel me in an amazing way, just hearing people's dreams, hearing how happy they are, or even how they overcame something. Like, you know, I must say, like, I feel like my life was pretty easy growing up. Like, of course I dealt with some BS or whatever, you know, selling mm-hmm. some stuff, getting arrested or whatever, like mm-hmm. but that was very low compared to a lot of the stuff the people I've talked right. to, people I grew up with, or even my like homies now, like the stuff that they went through. And just hearing that, I'm like, damn, like, they went through that. I got this.
I definitely feel like I went through a lot at a young age. A lot of stuff, you know, that I feel like I wasn't ready for. But all the trauma, all the stuff that you go through, whether you go through stuff or not, like, they've, like, maybe your path was to help people who do go through all this stuff. You know what I mean? To me, I want to be here without those people who were able to listen to me, who were able to talk to me when I was going through all this stuff and depression and all this stuff. So it's like, I feel like it's the balance of life. You know what I mean? So you may look at it like you didn't go through anything, but like to me, I look at it as like I went through so much shit.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact I wouldn't have made it without people who were there to like maybe who haven't gone through it but can just listen to me, understand, be empathetic about it, and also just show me that there can be something better. You know what I mean? Out there for you. Like I feel like it's awesome, you know, that you still, that's why I was like, I love that you're still in the community, that you still do that. And I think that's so important. So don't feel like just because you didn't go through anything doesn't mean, it's like, it's almost kind of like Kanye, not to bring him up.
Oh, of course.
But like,
that's my
guy. Like when he first started, it was like, you know, he didn't really have any, like, he wasn't rapping about like, you know, freaking this stuff that they were rapping about at the time. So it was definitely different. It doesn't make him less of a talented person. It's just different. And I don't think people really love to share in pain. I think that's why, you know, we're constantly like sharing our feelings and sharing our thoughts. And, you know, we're all reaching for some kind of connection, similarities with each other. So I always feel like, you know, it's important. Everything's so, I don't remember where I was going with that now. My brain is good. Like, this is, I also have ADHD.
No worries.
So I'm all over crazy.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah. I've been through stuff, but then when I hear what other people been through, I'm like, oh,
right,
man.
Like it's more, yeah, I got you.
I got
you,
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
I have a lot of stories from living in the hood. Like, I can, like, probably write a book about. Like, I got, like, physically hurt. I got, like, acid sprayed on my ear from gang initiations. Like, I got, I feel like I got the other end. Like, some people start selling drugs and all this stuff. I felt like it was, like, the opposite for me. I was, like, the wrong place at the wrong time kind of person.
You're in the crossfire of.
Right. I'm always in the crossfire. There was drive-bys constantly. I remember my first drive-by ever. Like, you know, like, stuff like that that you don't realize you're going through it when you're growing up. And then, you know, just being a woman and being sexualized all the time and, like, you know, all this trauma, you know, that people go through, you know, like, all that stuff. It sucks, you know, to be in it sometimes, you know? But I'm happy.
Yeah. I can't even imagine all the shit.
Yeah,
it's
crazy,
I hear,
though.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the ladies out there. You know.
Oh my god. Yes, thank you. It's crazy. Yeah, it's been real. I feel like, you know, that's what I feel like it makes me understand, though, like all the sides. You know, like I could understand the struggle also of what it's like to live in the projects and not having stuff every day. Like that's also a part of my life and my story. You know, there's so much, you know, that makes you who you are. And there's so much that, you know, can humble you in a minute too, you know, when you really look back and you look at your life and you're like, oh shit, you know, and I'm just thankful that my dream and the everything that I've been through has led me here and that I was able to follow everything I wanted to do and follow my dreams and really, you know, I'm continuing to just change my dream. Like I'm just keep going. I don't just have like one end goal. I just let it take me wherever it
goes.
That's
so cool.
I feel like you know, cause you just never know with life, you know, you end up, you know, you could be like 50 years old and do something completely different with your life, you know? So I feel like, you know, it's just a nonstop dreaming, you know, you're just constantly, and that's what's great about being human. You're just like, this is such a unique quality, you know, that we all have. It's weird. It's like, you know, I wonder if like this happens to animals. I don't know.
Yeah, we do get, we do have quite a few opportunities. And then of course, what I think is so dope about you, you let your imagination kind of guide you. And a lot of people kind of shut it down.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah. And from what I've seen, like, because I, even myself, and like, and I'm someone who pushes dreaming, but sometimes I'm like, damn, that's going to take 2 years. I got all this other stuff to do. I don't know how I'm going to do this 2-3 year thing. But like, here you are, you're like, you know what? This 2-3 year thing. And like, you're like, oh, word. And you said partially funded. Like, you're finding other ways to figure it out, and because it's that important and you have the calling. And I think that's just so dope. Like, that's what I could learn from you. It's like, let your imagination guide you.
Yeah.
Be free sometimes, with it. And like,
yeah, sometimes things aren't always black and white and your dream. Like, sometimes you know, there's problems that happen. There's things that occur. Like, I guess looking at it from like, you know, doing a project that does take a while, it is intimidating. It does. They make you think like, crap, now I have to dedicate the next 2 years to this. And it can be overwhelming. It can be deflating, and it can be, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, there's so many walls you hit when you're dreaming. It's like, you're like, oh, there's another wall, but then you just kind of keep breaking through. And it's also about problem solving. I think as an artist, you kind of have to really be okay with things not going how you would expect it. Like we recently, even on this project, we recently had something that was not, you know, good, and it affected the project, and we weren't sure if we were going to keep going and stuff like that. Oh, but wow. We ended up, you know, persevering. We talked about it as a team. We, you know, that's one thing about filming, with production, any kind of production, you guys all become family. I feel like I just invite everybody over the house. You know, that's what I feel like. We're all just like, so it's been like, we all went through this thing together, and now it's like, you know, we all decided to go, you know, to keep going no matter what happens, because to us, this message needs to be there. This message about mental health has to be there, because it's only, you know, going to get worse in this world. You know, we're not talking about it enough as it is. We're talking about it in ways where I feel like it's almost like glorified, and it's like more like glamorized. Like, you have to do self-care and that, and brush your, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's taken away from like the actual work that you have to do when it comes to your mental health. So I always feel like it's just so important to constantly put that work in, to constantly break those walls. Keep, even if, you know, you're constantly getting blocked in every way, like, to me, the message is so important, and it's worth anything. And I know, even if it's just 5 people that like even hear this and they are moved by it, then, you know, that's enough for me. And I think it'll be enough, because I feel like we need more, you know, of that anyway in this world. So hopefully, you know, this project definitely will help people. That's the main goal, is to make them not feel alone, you know, no matter what age you are. You know, I think that's important too, because, you can watch this and you could be 40 years old and watch this project and have different feelings about it than if a 10-year-old watched it, you know what I mean? But still get the same idea. It's like watching a Pixar Disney movie, but a little more adult, you know?
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
That's amazing. No, it's so true. I was having a convo with my friend yesterday, and we were talking, and it's like, we have all these numbers on the board that's like 4,000 friends, 50,000 likes or whatever, but it's like, make sure there's one person that you're doing it for, which is yourself, and like making yourself feel fulfilled and happy, because when you're good, you have the ability to make so many other people feel good. And being good is not a permanent thing. Like, sometimes we're not feeling great, but it's like kind of the pursuit of it and knowing, okay, I'm going to do the photography. This is my thing. Like, it brings me happiness, and kind of, once you kind of figure out your potions, just keep mixing them up, and then keep mixing them with new people, and keep cooking stuff together. And I love that you're doing that, and you're including people part of your process. What were you saying?
Sometimes you don't work. Like, so I feel like sometimes at first you don't work with the right people, and then you eventually figure out who you can work with, who you can't work with. You know, eventually you figure out, like, you know, where you need to go when you need something, you know, all this stuff. I am so lucky that I get to pay people. I am so big with paying artists. It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I get to pay you, I will pay you. Like, that's how I am, because I feel like there's not enough of that, and I want there to be, because it's important that we get paid what we deserve, you know? I think every artist can also agree, like, you know, it's hard being an artist, especially right now during COVID. So I really feel like, you know, I'm thankful for Staten Island Arts because they're Big able shout. To let me pay, you know, these people who do what they do for a living, you know what I mean? And like Kenny, he's an actor, like that's what he does for a living, and he's amazing at it, you know?
Yeah.
So Kenny is our aliens, like, I guess turns into his best friend, just so you know, if anybody's watching.
Nice.
But he's also, you know, from Staten Island and is an actor on Staten Island, and we would love to highlight that too. But like, it's really cool just to be able to, you know, put money in people's pockets and encourage them to keep doing what they are doing, which is, you know, everything. I feel like, you know, we need more of that. We need more people, like, not saying how much, you know, for, like, you know, trying to get like a bargain or something. Like, just pay me however much that you agree upon, you know. Do what you can. We're all trying to be, like, you know, working artists. It's very hard.
Of course. No, that's a blessing. I'm really thankful. Blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be a blessing, and I see you out there, and it's just really amazing. I'm really hype about this.
Yes, you should be.
So where could people, like, just say they want to see it, or is it a film?
So it doesn't
online,
come out
or is it
till.
How are they going to experience this?
So it doesn't come out till June. It's going to be like an interactive website. Plus we're doing like a self-guided, like kind of a thing that you can do, on your own. We're trying to add like pretty much stuff that kind of is immersive in a way. We like send you stuff. It's, you know, I'll probably have more information about it. I just don't want to give too much away, I want to make sure I have it right now, but, it's basically going to be an interactive website, and, it's going to be really fun. You're going to be able to see it. It's going to be like a short film too. There's going to be like viral videos in between. And it's so hard to explain.
Yeah. You got to experience
it. It's such a mixed media. There's so many different kinds of, you know, art and what I'm trying to do with this series. But it's basically just going to be a short film that you're going to be able to watch also. So this is like a little bit of everything. Nice. Because you know me, I have to do immersive in some way where I have to be like, I have to have that where people can connect and not just with themselves, you know what I mean? Maybe they can too, but maybe with other people they can do stuff with and, you know, really interact. So this way, you know, COVID kind of paralyzed that a lot. So this was my way of if we can't be together, like in the way that I want to be, which is like, if this was like olden times, like before COVID, I would have an immersive gallery. Like there would be an alien like spaceship. Like I would have some crazy stuff going on. You know, you walk in, it's probably like, I don't even know, but I can't do that. You know, like I wanted to bring something new, something that's not really ever been done before. So that's why it's kind of hard to explain.
this
is going to be something new and different and something you can experience on your own time with the people that you want to experience it with. And it's going to be fun. So June is the release date. you can check it out. We have a website, www.farfromhomesi.com. But if you really want to follow up to dates, like every day every couple days we'll update you guys or have live sightings where you can meet Zosma or see Zosma somewhere on Staten Island. And you could just follow us on Instagram, which is, also at, Far From Homes SI. is the Instagram handle. So you can check us out there too.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll pull it up real quick for anyone on the video side. Here we go. Oh yeah, let me hit
We've
that
been
follow.
doing
There we
like
go.
we've been doing like these TikToks, which has been so much fun. Going around, we do alien sightings where we go around Staten Island and we'll just film, our alien Zozma in different places around Staten Island, and we interact with everybody.
Thick.
So we took him to Faber Park, and we skated with people. Like we went to the mall, we went to Staten Island Mall, and we're just having fun, you know what I mean? So
That's so
it's
cool.
been a ride. It's almost coming to an end too, so it's a little bittersweet. We hope that, when we finally put it out there, people would love it and think it's freaking cool and different and unique, and maybe,
That's
even
amazing.
feel something,
I know people will. And so yeah, make sure to go follow on IG, Far From Home SI. And then oh, that's also the website too, right? I pulled it up right here. You can learn
Yes,
more about the
it has a little
team.
bit of who's in it. It talks about the artists. I still have to update a few more people on there, but it tells you what to expect, when it's coming out. So there's some detail on the website too that you can check out. And then more to come. And that will be our official website once we start with our virtual, special. We're gonna do like a interactive Carrie Sheehan. I don't know if everybody knows
Of
Carrie,
course, that's the
I feel
homie.
like. I love that girl. She's like
That's the
amazing. I
homie
love
right
her. I
there.
always try to go for her for everything. And she's gonna try to come up with our interactive web thing of Staten Island. So she's gonna make Staten Island. It's gonna be an interactive map. So it's gonna be fun. Hopefully
Sick.
that works out. I'm excited to show everybody what's next, after this though, after I want to take a break from my projects, and I'm gonna focus on opening my own studio, my own photography studio. So this will
Dope.
be probably my last project for a while. So that's why this is important. Definitely check it out, because we're putting our heart and souls into it.
I'm hype. I can't wait to see how it unravels. I feel like I'm gonna have to put on my virtual reality Oculus and just like watch it that way. It just
Oh my God,
feels
I
like
wish. That'd be so cool. It could probably. Who knows what I'm gonna do? It's gonna be magic.
That's so it'll be people go online, they experience it on their own time
Right.
and
Right.
like on
Yeah.
demand or whatever, like Netflix
Right.
almost like you when you 9 o'clock Friday, you're home from work,
Right. Well, what
pull
we're
out the
gonna do is
popcorn,
probably
whatever.
we're gonna send you like a packet. And what the packet includes is like a comic book of the prequel to Zozma. So you find out before you go on the website, you find out their story first,
Cool.
and why they even go to Staten Island to begin with. And that's what's fun about this project, because it's like we got to make all this stuff up. Like we were sitting,
That's
me and Jess were like writing, for so long, coming up with like this personality and like putting ourselves into this character. So a lot of the character has a lot of things that I is basically me and as an alien.
cool.
It's very weird to explain. And Wu-Tang, we had to include Wu-Tang because
Oh
it's
yeah.
important for on so many
Essentials.
levels. But we
That's
wanted
awesome.
to include Wu-Tang in some way without being like, I guess we didn't want to use the music, we're trying to like say
Of
we
course.
don't know if we need like copyrights to anything, so we were like nervous. So we're just like, we just put his shirt on. That
There you
could
go.
be
You
represent a
represent.
Wu-Tang. And because we did that, it's like the Batman signal. Everybody sees this alien and sees the Wu-Tang shirt, and it's immediately like drawn. I mean, even like 80-year-old people will come up and be like, Wu-Tang. And I was like, yeah,
It
Wu-Tang. Like, what? It's crazy. And
really
that's
is,
because
yeah.
Wu-Tang is not only forever, but like they brought the world together. And I love that. Wu-Tang is so special, so freaking special. Yeah. So I had to put it in there, and I'm glad
I put it in there. Oh, yeah.
I'm real excited about that part.
Shout out to them, you know. And
yes.
Amazing. They just, you know, they mean the world. It's just so, it's history. It's history.
Yeah, and they're nonstop just with the community too, you know. Like, I feel like, you know, Meth always still has, like, he's involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just cool to see. My first time I ever met Method Man, he won't even probably remember this. I worked at Johnny Rockets. Sorry, I don't know if it has anything to do with anything right now. But I worked at Johnny Rockets, and he was with his son, and it was like real young. Or he was with just a bunch of kids. I'm pretty sure they were his kids. And I was dancing and everything, and he left me like the nicest tip. He was so much fun. We all love the fact that he was there. Like, it was the best experience, and he's been like that forever. Like, even he comes into Trader Joe's sometimes. Like, you're just like,
he's,
what the hell?
He's went in for a he's special. Yeah. He's a special dude.
Yeah.
He's openly repped the brand. He's wore stuff I've never even asked him to and took photo, like, was on Drink Champs wearing a hat. I didn't even know how we got it. Well,
that's,
I do
so
now.
Cool.
Shout out to Trife Diesel, but shout out to Intel. But
yeah, love Intel.
Yeah, and just he's went in for a reason. He's special. He truly is special, and he really reaches out and does what he spoke at my lady's school through Zoom last year, and absolutely went above and beyond. It wasn't like in and out. He spent his time like.
Yeah. I would love to get him and the alien together. Just for a picture, it would be like so awesome. But it would only be by chance. Like, it would just have to happen, you know. He really is.
Yeah, we got friends. You know, we got mutual friends.
That would be funny.
But I won't put his name on blast, but
maybe
he can make that happen for us.
That would be really cool. I mean, if he likes the project, I don't want to force it upon.
Of course, of course. Yeah, it's always cool, the organic. You just see him and he's the alien.
Right,
that'd be really cool.
And I just love he's always been on Staten Island. So, I'm excited. I'm excited about this project. Thank you so much for just having me here. Feel like I have, you know, this is the first real, I'm like slowly starting to market it. So I haven't like fully marketed yet. So I'm excited to like slowly start, you know, putting the word out there. And you heard it first right here.
Of course.
Right with Dave. Dave Noodle.
Now it's just so dope, you know, seeing Project Alice, I know you did the thing during the pandemic where you completely transformed your whole house.
That's right. Yes. That was also with Jess.
That was huge. You know, that was a big thing.
We did an installation for the Lives Lost to Police Brutality. And it was such a beautiful installation. So much work, sweat, blood, tears, everything went into that project. With Jess Romero again. We both did that on our lawn, right on the lawn. It was great. And it did get a lot of reactions from people. So that's always like, you know, not always were good, you know. But, you know, I think the message was there, and whoever got it. And whoever didn't missed the message, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not my job to explain it to them.
Yeah, it's art. So, you know, we all take things different ways. I may put out a poem and then someone may think it's a subliminal diss, and like, but you're saying what you're saying, but art can be interpreted multiple ways. So like, unfortunately, that's the backlash. But like, what I love, you keep going no matter what obstacle, or if it seems impossible, like, you're like, oh, whatever, we're gonna figure this out. Oh, I'm gonna just ask. I'm gonna reach out to this one. We're gonna get this going. We're gonna come out of pocket. We're gonna, you know, and you just keep doing amazing stuff. And I'm like, it's just so dope to see. Like,
thanks so much.
And it's like a very youthful approach with an adult maturity. Which
I guess that's You really phrase things really well.
I know, I'm like a walk.
I'm like,
I should
wow,
be like, I'm like little pun. Like, I always come up with a pun for like everything or whatever. But, but it's so cool. Like, I feel like people could really take that away from this. I know I have, just talking to you and just seeing your passion for life and not letting a dream be too big. You're like, oh, word? We're going to figure this out. Like, oh, this is a dope idea. I don't know if we have all the resources right now, but no worries. We're going to give it time. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get the right people and watch. And then hashtag thank you for doubting me to anyone who thought otherwise.
Yes. Can you know, I show everybody this shirt? Like, I love this shirt. This is my shirt. I love this shirt. I am so thankful for this shirt because every time I put it on, I feel the empowerment and I love this shirt. So thank you, Dave. Freaking love this shirt.
Nah, but
it's seriously like those words are so, so powerful in a way where, you know, it's like this, you know, just like, thank you for doubting me. Like, you know, I just want to show them the middle finger, but then you're not.
The best revenge is just loving yourself, no matter who tries to throw us down or like kick us down.
Right.
Like, I've literally had people try to fight me. Like, literally fight me.
Wow.
And it was for no reason. Like, I was in a deli. I said hi to their, you know, someone they were dating said hi to me. And I never even talked to that person besides knowing them in class. Someone tried to fight me.
Oh my gosh.
Stuff like, but that's kind of my approach on life. Like, if someone tries to fight me or like bring me down, I'm like, nah, I'm taking care of myself. I'm holding this down. I'm going to keep following my dreams, you know?
Yeah.
You could think, you're doubting me over there, I'm good. I'm
right.
Not.
That's why that shirt is so great, because even you could doubt yourself, even.
Of course.
Like, I could doubt myself sometimes, but when other people doubt me, that gives me more of a motivation to just prove them wrong. I feel like you want to prove them wrong. You want to prove yourself wrong. You want to believe that you can, even because other people don't. That's the motivation I get from people doing that with me, I guess. It's like the reverse. Like, they're trying to put me down. I'm just like, that's not going to work. I'm like the opposite way of thinking. It's like creating a villain. It's like Batman and the Joker. It's like, you know, they just created each
crazy.
Other. I don't know.
Yeah, you almost like need, it's weird to say, but like we almost like need some of that negativity.
Right.
Be like, you know what? I'm going to just slice this up real quick.
Yes.
Or, oh, it may not be easy slicing, but I'm going to find a way to protect myself from it. And, like, it's so weird how it's almost essential, like, negativity to try to prove us otherwise. And we just got to, it's like good versus evil. And you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to figure this out. I got this. Oh, snap. I think, where'd that go? Shit. So we may have lost our friend. I think her service got dropped. But yeah, anyone tuned in, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, you're dealing with negative vibes. People may even yourself, you may be down yourself. You gotta just fight back and be like, I got this. I got this. And as we were talking about, shout out to the people that support us. You know, just having a group of people in our lives that are there for us in any capacity. And it's not always just people buying something from us or giving us a donation or whatever for something. Just people there to talk to, people there to call, you know, childhood friends that you could see their story unraveling. Like, all that means so much. And, you know, all the stuff right here, you know, my friend was just talking about, she's literally brought these projects to life that seemed almost unrealistic. Like, the budget wasn't there from the get-go, found ways to do it. The projects were kind of larger than life, found a way to do it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good. The service or whatever.
Oh, my God. I was like, what just happened? Did I just fuck up everything?
I don't, let's hope not.
Oh my God. I can't believe that just happened. It just shut off. My freaking
Really?
phone just shut
Oh,
off.
no.
Yeah.
So we'll hope. Let's hope for the best on
Let's
that.
hope. I'm sorry, Dave. That
Oh, it's
sucked.
all.
That just my heart just was like, ah! I was like, what the hell? Oh my
No,
God. Of course,
it's all
that
good. It's all
happens.
good.
Sorry
No,
about
but I
that.
was just saying, you know, shout out to you. You know, your imagination, you let it guide you, but yet you bring a childhood approach and an imagination to it, but yet you're on your adult vibe where you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna be mature. I'm gonna get this going. I'm gonna hit up whoever needs to be part of this, to be part of it. I'm gonna make it work. And I think
Yeah, I
people could
really,
really take a lot from that.
yeah, I feel like it took a lot for me to be like that, because of my anxiety. It was really hard at first, to like put myself out there, and I was always scared that people, I'm gonna ask somebody to do something, and they're like, no, and then I'm like, oh God, what do
Yeah.
I do now? But then you just ask somebody else. and you ask
That's
somebody
it.
that, like you just keep going and going until someone says yes. Like there's not everybody's gonna like what you're doing. Not everybody's gonna agree with what you're doing. Not everybody's gonna get what you're doing. So, don't be offended or take it so personal when people do shut you down, because to me, it's like they just don't understand your vision. And sometimes
Of
it's hard to
course.
explain that. I think, you sometimes have like this certain thing and like you want it this way and that, it's hard to explain that and communicate that. To people where they're gonna understand the big picture. Like you get the big picture because this is your idea, this is your dream. But like some people don't understand the big picture and they're just looking at like all the stuff that like it takes to get to them, and they don't see, what you're seeing. So
Yeah.
sometimes you have to convince people or like just, show them or like, or move on, or don't use them at all.
Yeah.
It really was a learning experience for me to get to be like in a mature place. It's definitely comes with time and also understanding that you have a goal that you want to do and accomplish. And nobody's gonna want to work with you if you're not professional, if you're not kind, if you're not like. Like nobody's gonna want to do anything with you. So it's definitely exhausting and learning, and you're constantly learning. Producing anything it's a big deal. It's a
Oh
lot
yeah.
to accomplish. You have a lot of hand. You're the one talking to everybody, so it's like everybody's talking to you, and you're like kind of like orchestrating all these different things. But yeah, some people are gonna like you and some people aren't. So you just gotta find the ones that do and keep rolling, keep going, keep
Yeah.
living.
No, it's true. Is you know that's why we say don't stop dreaming, and as you said, the dreams evolve. You know,
Yeah.
you're doing what you do now. You're having this call now, but you're like, when I'm 50, of course you're gonna evolve. And who I can't even imagine what you're gonna be doing when you're 50. Like that's gonna be
Me
crazy.
either. Hopefully
I'm in no
I'll,
rush to when I'm 50,
I
but
know.
that's gonna be.
I'm only 35. Some consider that the baby still. Some.
That's awesome. No,
But
I think it's
yeah.
great, you know, and all while being a mom, you know,
Oh yeah.
that in itself is its own thing. Like I can't even imagine how that I'm not a parent, but I have parents and I know what I put them through.
Yeah,
And I'm not
you
saying
definitely
your
don't
kid puts you
appreciate
through a
them.
lot, but it's a lot of
Yeah,
work. It's a
no,
lot of
you
work.
definitely don't appreciate them till you get older. And I was a single mom the entire time I did Project Alice, I funded, it's just so weird like how things life just kind of like puts itself together almost. Like you're kind of like on one road and then it takes you on a completely different road and then you're like, how am I gonna do this? And then people are
Yeah.
there, people support you. You just gotta find the right one. So, I'm lucky that, being a single mom, like it was so hard. It did take me away sometimes from my daughter, but I also included her a lot. So like all everybody knew her, like everyone knows her. A lot of my artist friends that, you know, they're in the community, they all know Riley, you know. And so it was, it's important just as much for her to see what I do, and all the messages that I include into my art. To me, I think that even at a young age, she was probably only like 4 or 5 years old, like she still can understand all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and she gets it. Kids get it. They're so smart and resilient and, you know, they're adaptable. So I'm lucky and I'm so blessed to have had her as my child, because man, she has been such a rock for me, and she's been there through all my art projects. Like, since, like, she's like, even my photography stuff, like, she's always like, I feel like I'm training her and not even realizing it, you know. But it is fun. It's a lot of work to do, as especially as a struggling, you know, your artist struggle. That's like the life. And I'm not trying to seek fame here, so it's more of just like stuff I've always just wanted to do, and stuff I want to share and bring. So like, I'm not trying to get money from this. This is not like a dream where I get like thousands and thousands of dollars here. This is just messages that I know that people need, and I'm just sharing it. And I'm able to because of the Staten Island Arts and people like Enrichment Arts too. They're also really great. And it's been a challenge being a single mom and doing all this, and just any artist that's a single mom could understand that too. Any person that is a single parent in general could understand how hard it is when you have to work and then also, you know, be an adult and a parent. But having her made me become more responsible. It transformed my life. You know, I was such a different person then, with no direction. So having her through all this has been such a amazing, fun, you know, experience to have her with me. And she's like, and to her to see all these different artists, all these different people, all different cultures, like, you know, all coming together to That's make something beautiful. Cool. And she's constantly seeing that, you know, in everything I do. So it's really cool that I get to have, like, you know, her be involved in this in her own way. She makes sculptures too, and she does her own art, so it's really fun. Yeah, so who knows? Who knows? Maybe there'll be a second one of me eventually.
That's amazing. Yeah, just to have someone. I always said when I was growing up, my dad, he didn't really sit me down. I was like, yo, Dave, you got to think this way. You got to do this.
Yeah.
It was always me just seeing him.
Right.
Me seeing him go to Broadway at 5 o'clock after being a music teacher doing what he loved all day. And then, oh, wait, there's more. And then he went to Broadway from 5.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
At night and do a show on a Tuesday. And then to be up at 5 the next day to teach.
Right.
Like, I saw someone.
Wow.
I'm like 1/10 of the hustler that he was. Like, you know, I go hard.
I can see where you get it from. I can see your mom, too. Your mom is awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then just seeing her firsthand loving people and just unconditionally and with no expectation. They never said, David, love people unconditionally. Right. I learned from just seeing them.
Yes.
And, like, it's so dope that your kid gets to see you dreaming.
Yeah.
Following whatever matters to you, you know, connecting with people, that the experiences are like the best learning moments, you know,
they
just what you go through and seeing something, feeling something, and like, or seeing someone you love doing their thing or going through it and hearing their story and being there with them. And like, for her to see all that, it's priceless.
She's definitely my support, you know, like, I feel like your parents are probably your support too. When it comes to your stuff, like, it's definitely, like, you know, nothing like that kind of family, you know what I mean? Because it is so important, and I know what I have, and that's why I appreciate it every single day. Every single day, I'm just like, yes, like, I get to do what I love, you know, and that's what gets me through all this stuff, because I, like, you know, I know this is what I'm doing. I'm motivating myself to keep going, to keep dream, even all the bad stuff that happens, because it's like, I know at the end of the day, this is what makes me happy. I love putting myself out there as much as I hate doing it. I do, because it motivates me. It brings me, it lets people see my story. And I hope that motivates them to try to just keep going, you know. I struggled with depression my entire life too. And it's not easy. And you struggle with that for all of your life. You know, you're always gonna, you know, have these ups and downs. You know, and I never know what's, you know, what if I could be blind tomorrow. I could go blind tomorrow and not do photography anymore. You know, I always think about stuff like that.
Because,
you know, then I'm just going to have a new dream. Probably. I'm going to start like inventing like a whole like Braille, maybe camera, who knows. But you your go. Dream changes, yeah, no. But it's still there. You know, you're still you. You know what I mean? No matter what happens. And I think people forget that when they go through like trauma, or when they go through something that like, and it like allows them to not do what they love anymore. It's like, they forget that it's in you. Like, you can do anything you know what I mean? You're a human. Like, you can do so much. The sky is the limit. And it's just a matter of how much you're willing to put into that work, and how much you're willing, you know, to take it. Where are you willing to take it? So I think just constantly putting yourself out there, you know, and just picking yourself up every single day.
Yeah, the same way we like put a filter on a photo, like
what
happens in our day to day? Why don't we put a filter and be like, you know what, like, or even like a filtration process. Like, I'm going to take this. There's some messy stuff in this. But what am I going to turn it into?
Right.
Am I going to turn it into art? Am I going to turn it into sharing my story, helping someone else?
I mean, it definitely is hard you're going through it. Yeah. I mean, it is hard. And sometimes
that's
the
hard part, is the filtration.
Right. Getting not over it, but more of like getting through, working through, you know, what's holding you back, and trying, you know. And I feel like every time something bad happens to you, or you kind of like remember all the other stuff, you know what I mean? And it becomes like this heavy thing, and it makes you not want to do anything. And then you get stuck into this place where you're like, yeah, I mean, as far as like creatives, I feel like we do get like creative blocks and stuff like that, because we're either doing too much, or we just get so overwhelmed with like stimulated with like so many things going on that, or nothing. Sometimes nothing's happening and we're like stuck. So it's like, it's really hard, you know, to constantly, you know, break through all these things. But I don't know. I feel like, you know,
What would you tell someone going through it? You know, and of course we're all going through it differently, but like, you know, you told me you've gone through some stuff, but then you rose to then go on to make some amazing stuff and collaborate with a bunch of people. Like, what did you tell yourself?
That's a great question. I think the biggest part, because when you go through something, you don't want to do anything. So I know when every time like I've gone through something and I had to, it's more of like the only thing I could say, because nothing you could say would ever make anything better. You know what I mean? Nothing you could do will make things the situation better. Sometimes you have control over the situation and sometimes you don't. So in times where you don't, it's like you have to go back to yourself. You have to, what I used to do was, I used to force myself to go outside. And I wouldn't take my camera or anything. This is just like, just me, just to go outside. And like, even just going outside and just being in nature and being in the present moment, it allows you to be in the present moment where you're walking now. You're not technology, nothing. Just be with yourself, because that's the only way you're going to be able to really get through, is if you have, you know, the confidence in yourself to get through. So it's like you need to kind of it's like when you go through trauma, you kind of you break up with yourself. Like, you get like so upset or whatever happened, you kind of have to rebuild yourself, pick up the pieces and kind of start over. So the first thing you should do is go outside. you know, anytime you get to just experience the sun or like, you know what I mean? Make you understand that we're all on a huge giant rock floating through space. You know what I mean? Takes you away from the every single day stuff or anything that you're going through at the moment. And it kind of allows you to be in present and in a bigger picture. And that's what really saved me, is acknowledging that, like, you know, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have to pick up these pieces and I have to move forward, or else I'm going to stay here forever. You know, like, there's no way out. So, and there's nothing that anyone can say that's going to make you feel better. I feel like sometimes we always look for other people, you know, to help us kind of like pick up our, you know, it's like we have to do it ourselves. Cause we're the only ones that know how, you know what I mean? Like, people can help and support, but we really do have to put that work in. Into changing and transforming. So my advice would be just to go outside. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I feel like it helps.
That makes total sense. Very tangible.
Even that moment. Yes. Feel those feelings. Yeah. Like, if you're crying, like, feel that, like, you know, write it down. Like, you don't have to use it for art. You don't have to use it for anything. It will facilitate this, you know, these thoughts that you can have with yourself, that can help motivate yourself to, you know, want something better. You really lose your value. So, like, you just have to get your value back. And then once you have, you know, more confidence, you'll get right back out there and, you know, keep trying. So just go outside. Go hiking.
Listen
to birds. Listen to jazz. You know, like, light a candle. I don't know. There's like, it's hard. Everyone's different. Yeah. So it's like, you know, just take care of yourself. Like, you know, be there for yourself. Be your best friend. If that makes any sense.
Totally. Totally.
What about you? What do you do? What would you say?
So same, like, there've been times where I was like, didn't want to get up.
Right.
Like, I've literally had to talk to myself, like, yo, man, get up. Like, go do, you know, just get out there. Like, and it's true. Take care of yourself. Like, there's stuff that I love to do. Like, and if just say no one's available or everyone's at work, like, I'll take myself to get ice cream.
Right.
Like, I'll take myself kind of out on a date. Like,
right.
Oh, you I've like Panera that. Bread, man? Like, oh, you like Chipotle? Like, let's get you in a good mood.
Right.
Give, and me, I love food. I love awesome. Ice cream. I love like, or, and stuff like that. Just kind of, and I almost have to, like, I'm like almost talking to myself. It's this battle with myself where it's like, this voice is saying one thing, and then I almost have to, like, catch that little voice and then kind of talk over him or tell him to shut up.
Yeah, you always got it. It's like,
it's
that
tough
little...
to, when you're dealing with it.
Yeah. They're like, they're real. They like to keep you down. You do. You got to tell them just to go away.
And for me, yeah, and it's just, and I don't really like sitting around, which, at least for me, like, it doesn't work for me. Like, I like being active and doing work, and
me too.
My being creative is my job. Like, it is the way that I feed myself and, like, save to hit goals and do these things. So sometimes I face, like, it's almost like breathing almost now. It's like, I don't even feel like I'm being creative. It's just such a normal thing. It's just talking to people too.
Yeah.
Even if, it's just calling some of the people I talked about, and just because the more I just keep it in, I just get heavier and heavier and heavier. And I just talk to someone about it, and certain things I may leave out. I may not tell them all parts of the story because certain things are confidential. Certain things you want to respect what you're going through, maybe with. So, but it's all good. Mm-hmm. But I still talk to them, be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, and they'll be like, yo, it's okay. And they don't give me the answer, but
Right.
them being there is the answer
Right.
for me. And just having someone and be like, I'll just feel a little better. Like, all right, I still am thinking about what I have to do, but it felt good that
Right.
someone was there for me in those minutes. And just call people. I love calling people out the blue, and they're like, you need anything, bro? Like everything. And I'm like, no, I was calling you to just say what up. But like for me, that I'm not gonna let that die down. Like I feel
Right.
like that should never be a lost art form of just calling someone out the blue for no reason, wanting nothing.
I love those calls too. You're right. They're always like, "What? Are you okay?" And you're like, "I'm fine."
Yeah, which is cool.
But you're
Which
right.
is cool that they're ready to help me too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do need the help too. And but yeah, so those are just a few things.
That's
Just
awesome.
and I love the getting out the house.
Yeah.
Like how you
Yeah.
said, just get out the house and you don't have to go out
Yeah.
and like be partying and
No.
getting caught up with like different
No.
crowds of people you
You can
don't know.
literally go, yeah.
Step out, go to the
Yeah.
park.
I don't even know. You
Get
can,
yourself an ice cream or a
yeah,
Ralph's
go to
Ice or
Ralph's
something.
Ice. I don't know if anyone has, but I feel like that is great having ice cream, like you said. Ice cream always makes everything like way better.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't connect it with any bad day
You're right.
having ice cream. Like,
It's so true. It's always been a
there's,
good day when you
it
have ice
doesn't.
cream. And if it hasn't, if it was like a bad day and you had ice cream, it'd make it better. So it's all.
Yeah. I can't connect ice cream to any bad day. Even because it's just almost, at least for me. That's how, but yeah, those are just a couple of things. But yeah, yo, I'm really hype about your projects, everything you got. I can't wait. You said something about a studio. Like,
Yes, yes.
I'm super hyped to see
I'm
that. Like,
trying. It's gonna be a very unique studio. I have some things that I want to
okay.
do and share with Staten Island. And I feel like right now I have enough clients. And I am building so much more connections with people that I'm able to really start my own studio. Because although I love doing it from home, it's very, very inconvenient at times.
Oh, yeah.
It is gonna also, like, I feel like make my photography look so much more, more professional, more better than it does now. So it's only gonna take me to another level. And I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
And but like I feel like I've been working on so many projects that I don't think I was really looking to open up a studio, and then I was like, I have to take this more seriously because I do so much, and a lot of people do come to me, especially with events, and I do so many different types of photography. So it would just be nice to have my own place, and I have it be on Staten Island, be somewhere local where everyone and anyone can, book a shoot with me. And I do want to hire
Yeah.
people and make it like a legit business. So hopefully, this is just the ground, and hopefully in a couple years, when you have me back on the show, you're gonna see like a whole different I'm gonna be shooting your headshots. Like, it's
It
gonna
could be
be
at
great.
the studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll even have it there.
That would
Like,
be
that'd be awesome.
awesome. That would be
Yeah.
so great, and
That's
I would
dope.
love that. So that's the plan. I'm already, starting. So it's like, it's gonna happen in the next few years. It's just gonna take time now, and me saving, and really taking my business to my dream, really, to a whole nother level. You just keep evolving. Really. And I just
That's
started
so
from
dope.
somebody who gave me a camera. That's why I always find so magical about where I've been, and what's so humbling about my story is because I literally started with nothing, and I like use my old camera, as a way to make money, the one with no autofocus, but somehow, I was able to also make money from that camera to buy a new camera, and it just kept growing from there. Like, every time I made money, I would save and I would buy equipment, and then I would research, and then, like, 'cause I didn't have anybody to talk to about, really about photography. A lot of it is research on your own, if you haven't gone to school for it.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is me experimenting. This is my, you know, me researching, like, I mean, like nights of like just like learning how to use Photoshop, learning how to use Lightroom. You know, it's just years and years of this, like, you know, constantly learning and absorbing. So, you know, it's been a journey. I think, you know, just got to keep going. And hopefully the studio will be more than anything could ever want on set. Like, it's going to be so, I want it to be so unique and so different and not like any studio. We'll see what happens.
I doubt it'll be like any other studio, you know, just based off all these projects. And I can't wait to see it, you know. And I'm hyped for all these projects, you know. Your passion for life and art and people is just amazing. And just seeing your growth.
Thanks.
And evolution since, you know, since we met at the Project Alice to now. Crazy. Like, I'm like, damn, like, everything's a must-see, you know, and I'm really hyped to see where everything goes. You know, we learned some amazing stuff from you today, you know, having supported people, you know, just starting for the love of it. You know, just you just got a camera out the blue. It wasn't to become famous or whatever.
I didn't even want to be.
And you just kept that love going.
I didn't want to be a professional photographer. I didn't decide that till later, like much later when I was already like.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that's something I would want even to do. So that's why I don't do this for money. I do really enjoy taking pictures of people. And I think it really shows when you're at my sessions because we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it usually turns into a therapy session or like just where people can just, you know, be themselves. And that's really what I want. It's all I can ask for is that people are comfortable enough to let me photograph them, because most of the time it's for the first time or it's like they're all new, you know. They don't like a lot of people I get, they've never been, they don't really do that all the time. So I get a lot of people that are, you know, are just starting out, or they're, you know, they just want pictures of their family or their event or anything like that. Like every time I go to an event, I feel like I'm a part of the family. I'm just like dancing and I'm bringing my camera. It's like I already know their Uncle Pat and Aunt Linda, and I'm like, oh, I'm just like best friends with everybody. So it's like really cool that I get to not only photograph their memory, but also become a part of it, which is really cool for me and my end. And that's what I love about photography, because it's like you get to meet all these awesome stories, all these awesome people that you've never met before, you know, and it brings you to all these cool places.
It's so true.
It's really fun. It's been such an adventure ever since I started. And I'm just here for the ride. Like, I'm just like, yeah, let's do this. I'm gonna keep going.
So it's just, I'm just inspired by it all. And my guests, I know they could rewind many of these parts of this episode, and, you know, just, you know, your passion for life is just contagious. So I'm so hyped to just see where you go from here. I highly recommend all the people out there to go to the website farfromhomesi.com and check out Christine and her team's work and what they got going on.
So much happening.
You know, you're in for a treat. So if people want to find the photography or you or support like a store or anything, where could people find all your pages and different stuff?
You can find me if you want to book a shoot. You could actually book it through my web site, and it's christinecruzphotography.net. You can also go on my Instagram at Christine Cruz Photography, and I have links to my two Etsy pages where you can get this sweater and all other kinds of Staten Island merch and Staten Island photos or New York photos in general. And then I also have my weird creations that I make there. I do also sculpting with my hands. That's kind of where my depression side came from. Like, I kind of like needed something to do with my hands, and I started really like, you know, to sculpt, and then I started really getting into it, and it's been a really interesting, you know, journey with that too. So you can find that at Let's Get Weird creations on my Instagram too. And I think that's it. I mean, yeah,
Awesome.
I feel like that's it. Check me out while I'm here.
Yeah.
This world
Yeah,
is
Christine,
crazy.
you know, we didn't even get to talk about, you were telling me earlier, your pops, he's been riding the ferry.
Yeah.
We got to have you on the show again, your
I would
grandfather,
love to, yeah.
and there was just so many different parts where I'm like, oh man, we didn't even get to talk
I
about all
know.
that. But like, shout out to both of
Yes,
them,
thank you.
holding us
Right.
down the ferry for decades. And we could talk about them another time, but I'm just it was great to really talk to you and hear about all these amazing projects and get a deeper look into, the creative process, your dreams, how it is to be a mom, being a single mom, chasing your dreams and still working hard. And it's an amazing
Thank you
story.
so
So
much for having
I
me.
you're always welcome
Oh,
back to the
thank
show.
you. Thank you. And I can't wait to see what you are going to release too. I'm excited. I like, are you releasing it soon or is it, yeah? Okay. So it's like surprise.
So my goal is to just kind of put out different pieces,
That's awesome.
soon, and I'm kind of letting it flow. I've been so overwhelmed with the brand. It kind of just picked up
Right.
heavily,
Yeah.
and so sometimes just the free time has been tricky, and just teaching at four different schools during the day. So I'm just trying to juggle it all, but now I'm finding new people to work with me and for me, and just making it work.
Awesome.
Just it's that process. And yeah, I got some new stuff. I'm hyped to share it with you, and I'll definitely share the links
Yes,
and
I'll
everything.
share the shit out of
And
it, so just let me know.
thank you,
No
thank you.
problem.
So for everyone tuned in, we've been dreaming for the evening, but as I say, it don't stop there. My friend here, she dropped many gems, that you could play back, you could drop bombs on, like Flex would when he's DJing, of like her advice. And make sure to reach out to her, and if you're getting married, or if you're having a child,
Literally
or
anything.
you want to celebrate a m
I can
any
do it all.
if you want to remember a moment, this woman does amazing work. Photography, bringing people together, community vibes, immersive projects. So her imagination, will guide you, the way it's been with her. So if you have a you want to bring a project to life, my homie right here, she will help you. And yeah, homie, you're always
Thank
welcome
you so
back.
much. Thank you so much.
And keep up the
You
amazing
too. I
work.
really appreciate this. This was a great. I love to just talk with other people who can also share the same feelings and emotions that I have about the work that we do. So it's really great to have that community and that you have this. So I appreciate you so much for constantly putting yourself out there and interviewing people like us. So you're amazing. Thank you.
Of course, of course. Thank you. So yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in. As I for anyone who doesn't know, we are Maker Park Radio one time a month with the hip hop edition of Type 88 Show, and then every week, or about every other week, we are dropping new episodes on the YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and other podcast platforms. So almost every week we got a new dreamer sharing their story, giving you gems of how they turn their dreams to reality, and you could, take their stories, find ways to make it, take little gems and apply it to
Yeah,
your
don't
story.
stop
And then,
dreaming.
we love to hear. Yeah, don't stop. And we can't wait. And we'll see everyone next week on the show. And Christine, keep up the amazing work.